The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to what is another edition here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. You have Mikey V, and here comes Joey D, and more cashmere. Really nice Q-zip coming out of Joey Cashmere here this afternoon.
Not cashmere.
It's good-looking Q-zip, though.
I know, but Bob, not every sweater is cashmere. Yeah, not every sweater is cashmere.
Well, just want to remind you that the Brilliant Dumb Show is brought to you by Breezy Golf. That's breezygolf.com. Q-zips, polos, hats. Mikey V with the sweatshirt and the hat on today. The Breezy site is doing numbers that I have never seen before.
Been tremendous.
It really has. I mean, it's been a fun. I'm up in that store every single day. Really cool to see the support that we have. Mikey V with one of the more brutal losses coming off. This is Mikey
kicking the guy in the ribs while he's down.
It's pretty obvious. It's pretty obvious.
Ohio State
preposterous loss.
I mean, Mikey did it's the not, whole hate week thing.
It's not a preposterous loss. It is.
It's a bad.
Mikey, you're 20 point favorites at home. That's preposterous.
They right, were but what I tried, what I mean, they opened at 21.5, and I said last week, how ridiculous I thought that was, given the history. See, everyone wants to talk about like records and standings and rosters and all that's well and good, but the bottom line is if you've watched this game over the last 5 years, something changes in this game with Ryan Day and his entire approach. His entire approach to the game, Chip Kelly, the offense, the conservative cowardice play calling, trying to out Michigan when you don't need to do that. I mean, Ohio State is not Michigan in terms of like running the ball on halfback dives towards the strength into the teeth of that defense. Like you saw before halftime when they scored their only touchdown, they went hurry up and spread Michigan out and couldn't be stopped. He could complete every pass. Why in the world they abandoned that and didn't go back to it the rest of the game? And they insisted upon trying to run halfback dives and run the ball right in the middle of the defense. I don't know. But what I do know is that rivalry game like this, you could throw the records out the window. I said it last week. I said I'd be putting significant money on Michigan money line because – I know how it goes. I know. I've been a victim of it the last 4 years. It's just
Mike, you walked away with the bag like the Monopoly guy. I mean, you should be happy.
Oh,
you know what the line was? Bobby?
It was
+900, Bob.
That's amazing.
Mikey hammered.
I would light that money on fire to get that win back yesterday.
But that's impressive.
I swear to God, I really would.
But Mikey,
I swear to God, I really would.
That's impressive, though, to take not just the spread, but to take the money line is impressive.
He hit an emotional head.
No, I think it's to do that again. It's one thing to do the spread, but it's another thing to the money line.
Meanwhile, the spread's not worth it.
I was taking the Joey D Thanksgiving slate was just banging me left and right. I just got.
Oh, well, we only had one game. We had one game.
No, but then you told me. No, then you told me
the Giants,
the Dolphins.
Yeah, we had the Giants.
Then you told me to take the Dolphins too.
The Dolphins.
He was terrible. He was absolutely terrible.
I was trying to go against.
I know, Joe, but there's like certainties in life, death taxes, and the Dolphins losing in any
game. I thought that no Tommy DeVito, I thought maybe they might have a chance.
No, the Dolphins I'm talking about.
Oh, the Dolphins.
Not the Giants. The Giants-Cowboys game, I teased the over in that game. I thought they would score points. They did, but I didn't like leaning one way or the other because it was a little weird.
The Dolphins, it was with the spread. It was like +4.
And that's against your pack, dog. And we talked again, about emotional this last
hedge.
Week.
He's emotional big on the... He's a big emotional hedge guy, though.
Yeah. If it was purely an emotional hedge, that's a different story. But I would never tell people to, like, ride it, though.
There's a world where the Packers win by 3. I hit everything.
Yeah.
That world's always out there. That world.
Well,
always...
that's the perfect world that we always want to live in. But, Bob, I tell you what, Mikey could have a couple cashmere sweaters. He's ready for Christmas after that big old bag. Dude, Michigan just owns you guys. At this point, you just gotta give it up. You gotta fire Ryan Day.
Time out. Michigan owns Ryan Day. Ryan Day, I saw his I knew I'm gonna tell you when this game in my eyes was like, I looked at it and I was like, oh my God. It was when Michigan had the ball on like the Ohio State 2-yard line or whatever, and Jack Sawyer, the number 33, the DN from Ohio State, intercepted that awful pass that the Michigan quarterback had the guy wide open. All he had to do was loft the ball over his head. It would have been a touchdown. Jack Sawyer made that pick. As soon as he made that interception, they panned the camera over to Ryan Day. His face was as if like he could not believe the play that was just made, but it wasn't like celebratory. It was just like, oh shit, now I gotta start calling the offense again. He looked like his face the entire game, bro. He looked like he had seen a ghost. He shrivels up like a fucking turtle's dick in this game, man.
I got a real problem too with Will Howard. This guy talked a lot of shit.
I like Will Howard.
Yeah, but he played like trash, Mikey. He played terrible. He played terrible.
Well, number one, I think he was concussed after that first hit when he came out and went into the medical tent. They took his helmet and he went back into the game. By the looks of that hit, I looked at it. I'm like, this kid is definitely fucked up. Excuses of that aside, I thought they just put him in the shittiest positions the whole game. The play calling was so cowardly and so bad from Ohio State's offense. It was so bad. And by the way, nobody's talking about it. This kicker for Ohio State missed 2 field goals under 40 yards. That they would have won the game.
Meanwhile, the other guy, what is it, Zaba? Zabapa or whatever?
The Michigan kicker is a fucking All-American. He's unbelievable.
I did not know that they were 20-point favorites.
Well, it closed at 19.5. It opened at 21.
DraftKings money line was +890 or +910.
I got them on one thing for +1100. Is what they originally opened at. +1100.
Wow. Yeah, that just can't happen.
This guy, listen, Ryan Day now at this point, people are saying the only way he could save his job is if Ohio State just goes wins the national championship. I think if you had a gun to my head, I think he's there next year, no matter what. That's just my gut feeling. Yeah. As much as I hate that, a gun to my head, if I had to guess today, I would say he'll be there next year. I hope I'm wrong.
Straight, Mikey.
I know, Joe, I want him gone. I want him gone.
You lost to a team that doesn't have a quarterback. It doesn't have offense. And now they're getting the top recruited quarterback in the country next year.
Yeah, a lot of people are pumping that up too, that Michigan's getting the number one overall guy. But like in reality, Ohio State's getting the number two overall guy. So we're really splitting hairs. Like Michigan's getting the number one quarterback. Ohio State's getting the number two quarterback.
My point is that they didn't have an offense this year.
I can't see them beating them with Ryan Day as the head coach. I just can't. Because this year, if this was the year at home against a down team, this Michigan was the most down Michigan squad you've ever seen. Harbaugh's gone. Stallions is gone. The offense is gone.
Stallions.
They don't score any points.
Stallions is gone.
Stallions is gone, dog. Sign stealer. Sign stealer, Bob. Anyway, there's no excuses this year. There could be no excuses. Ryan Day just is a deer in headlights when he sees this team. Everything people have said about Ryan Day against Michigan is a correct summary of what he does. He's just a bad coach against Michigan. He freezes up because his track record, you can't say that about any other team. He beats every other team he plays. He really does. Yes, they lost the Georgia game on a fucking 50-some-yard field.
Okay.
Bob, you brought it up. You want me to say that?
Mike, you might need to talk to somebody after this show, but it's a good thing the show was actually brought to you by...
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Really good, Joey D. Really, really good. Very timely as well.
Nicely done.
I like it a lot. I think we start grading the ad reads. Sure. I got a 6.5 out of Joey D there. I thought that was good. I thought it was well-timed.
6.5 is not good. 6.5 is like...
6.5 is fine.
Borderline flunking out of 10.
6.8, 6.9 is a pass.
Yeah, it's a pass. But 6.5 for me is bad.
That's like a C minus.
It was timed. Yeah. Timed well. I thought it was good.
Yeah, it is. It's like a D plus.
Is it really?
Yeah.
6.5? It's pretty bad.
Bob, yeah, 6.5 is not good. 6.5 is 65. Let's say you scored a 65% on a test. Would that
be
good?
Barely passing.
In my day,
maybe it would be. I don't know.
What
Bob.
Was
I,
good
I
for
know.
Me? You.
I think if you get to like 68 to 70%, it's like a C. It's okay.
70 is passing. Yeah, but I mean, yeah. I wouldn't call it good by any means.
Well, on the Joey D special, when he was in high school, he used to guarantee.
Yes, the B or better.
B or you get it for free.
Right.
Yeah. If it ain't a B, you'll get it for free.
But did you have the
That was my slogan ever.
There, Mikey. And you know ever. What? I stole a lot of business from the other guy who was doing. He was pissed.
There was another guy. So
there was like territories.
There was like,
well, no, there was a guy who was apparently who was doing this. Unbeknownst to me.
Right.
His name was Francis Impolito. This nice Filipino guy.
Francis Impolito. That's awesome.
Apparently.
Francis Impolito, the Filipino.
I wonder what Frankie Filipino is doing today, Bob. I don't know.
I tell you what, he ain't doing as well as Joey D. I can almost promise you that.
Looks like I stole out on more than just the fucking essays. But no, but I didn't know he had like a bunch of guys, and then people started hearing about my slogan. B's are better, B's are, you get it for free. Right. And that, I mean, when you're guaranteeing a product and then you're delivering, people are naturally going to sway to your side. So I got a couple guys who they were just consistent every paper, every time they were coming to me. But it was like clockwork.
What Joe's talking about is he used to do people's papers in school.
Essays.
But two questions, Joe. First off, if somebody gets a, like, if you got a C for somebody, I don't see you giving them their money back.
I don't think I ever did, Bob.
No
chance.
I got a couple times I got
a low B. I think the lowest I got was like 75. It was still a B. And someone said something. I'm like, it's a B part? On the paper. So I'm not giving percentages here. You got to be, you can keep them moving.
I was going to say, there's got to be a lot of back and forth controversy. If someone didn't get the B, you know.
By the way, Joey, back then it was
Joey
like.
Joey D would say, you know, you didn't read all the fine print on the contract.
No I also way. Said, listen, if you really want the paper to be that excelled, you could pay more. You could pay to guarantee what you're getting. So somebody would pay me like $150. I'd spend more time on theirs to make sure that they got a better mark. If somebody's giving me $75. I mean, you're not getting the premium service. You're getting the standard.
Like anything else.
Yeah.
You want to pay the silver package or the platinum package?
I mean, it always pays to go up. It always does. If you're going to pay for something, you might as well pay for the premium, Mikey.
Sure.
Yeah. Ain't that the truth? And that, you know, it's amazing. I got a car wash the other day, the premium car wash.
There you go. Wrong, that's a perfect example.
They do an amazing job, but they work hard, but it's a long wait. You got to be ready to be there for it. Like if you do the full detail,
it's like 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah. The full detail.
No,
25 minutes.
No, I'm there for an hour.
An hour.
If they're doing it, if they're doing a full detail, that takes about.
I got the full.
He's talking about a detail, no, but that's not a normal car.
That's not a normal car.
Normal car wash, you're in and out. I mean, maybe a spray wax, maybe the spray wax package, an extra 10, 15 minutes. But
you got to get the full detail to ensure that the paint, that it's not damaged. So it's always
spray wax.
Yeah, that's the one you wanted. The sealant.
Yeah,
but if I'm gonna get a car wash, I'm usually gonna do it the whole way to where I'm gonna get the detail inside too. I want to do it the whole shebang.
You know but I mean, you could do the inside outside is not the same as a full detail. A detail is like a detail in the car.
Like inside
that's like
the seats.
How much that cost you? $100
$100
more,
probably.
More like 120.
Oh yeah, that's
That's
a full
detail.
Package.
Okay.
I mean, an inside outside car wash in this market, in this climate, in this economy today,
$30
run you about $40. I would say
$30 to $40.
And then they bang you. You know, it's another fucked up thing. If you drive an SUV, you know, they bang you more if you drive the SUV. You drive a bigger car, they have an SUV.
More surface area, yeah.
Right, exactly, exactly. And then, you know what I hate is that the higher package you go, usually they'll throw in the air freshener for free.
They don't do it now. They'll put the spray.
Yeah, those days are
that's
done.
That's ridiculous.
It's really crazy.
The spray lasts one day.
There's a couple places by me that do it. They'll throw in the free air freshener, but you know they give you the tiny tree. They won't give you the big tree. They won't give you the California redwood. They're giving you the little Charlie Brown Christmas tree sapling.
Some places they don't even do it. They just spray inside, and that's all you get.
I love like the black ice tree is one of my favorites. But
black
the
ice,
is,
yeah, it's a well known scent.
You're supposed to tear a little bit of it, but I don't want to just tear a little
bit.
Nobody
does that. My grandmother used to do that. She would cut the line every week where it said like week one, week two with a little scissor. She'd cut that. That's I mean,
yeah.
No, oh,
but you just take the whole thing.
The whole tree.
It stinks. It's overpowering.
It's great.
Yeah.
Holly hates it.
Stings
she'll get in the car. She'll literally yell at me. She'll be like, "You fucking put one of those fucking trees in here." I said, "Yeah, it freshens the car up. It's nice."
Yeah. You know, now they got the car bombs though, to where like it's more of just like a spray, which might be a better play because then it's more controlled, if you will. Mikey, I like for the Thanksgiving to show me your plates. Like when you did the show me your plates on Instagram.
That's some nice plates
way,
out
get,
there.
Yeah. Give him a follow, Bear Down Cuz on Instagram. a lot of good, like to see people's different plates.
Wild.
It really is.
Wild.
Somebody sent you one of the worst looking plates.
God. It was in a styrofoam. It was in a styrofoam carrying case. And somebody DM'd me, and maybe they're corrections officer. Maybe they work in the jails. He goes, "Dude, I'm just letting you know there's a good chance that this person may very well be in prison that sent you this plate because it looks like a prison plate." And I said, "Well, that's very unfortunate for Thanksgiving. But you know what? We'll take the support from prisons. You know, we'll take the viewership from prisons.
We're not
I gotta, I gotta call you out on something, though, Mikey, that I really just I don't agree with. And that to say that canned cranberry sauce is better than homemade cranberry sauce to me is wild.
Yeah, I saw that, and I would like to put up a poll. I'd be very curious to see.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say a hand up.
No, I really, honest to God, prefer the can. I'll live and
it's
die
like
by the
jelly.
Can.
It's not really.
I know it's one of those things that's like bad, but it's one of those things that you know is bad, but it's great.
Like Spam.
I don't fuck with Spam. I'm trying to think of another example. There you go. He does.
I had it for the first time. They're that Hawaiian Bros place that I was telling you about that I'm obsessed with.
They do it. They're like gourmet Spam.
Yeah.
Tubs.
Yeah. Right. Right. It's not from the can.
Bob ain't hitting regular Spam, dog.
No.
He ain't hitting the regular.
He's getting like
spam
made by like native Hawaiian islanders. Like that's like that's native to them. That's
right, how
they know what
spam
to do there.
Yeah, maybe
I would like you, Bob, to actually for a Feed Bob episode, take out a can of Spam, open it up in front of the video, and eat it.
You'll vomit, Bob.
I'll try.
Bob, you're gonna gag, dude.
Let me tell you something right now, Bob. Yes. Even if you gag, the video will do huge numbers.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
It'll crush. It'll.
You sitting behind a can of just regular Spam and you pop it and eat it. Oh, it's gonna crush. But my God, I think you're gonna fucking gag.
But Bob will know the content will go nuts. So
Joe, he should put a little Vegemite on top of the Spam while he's at it. Really,
I'm telling you, Bob. probably it will people will send that around. Yeah. It'll get shared like crazy. Yeah. Like episode 2027 of Feed
Big numbers, Bob. Big
they were
numbers.
Doing a can of spam and just open the can and
buy the because with the spam wasabi that I had from this Hawaiian Bros. I believe you, Mikey, but I can't imagine it's that big of a drop off.
I think it has to be. This was cooked, right? The one that you got was cooked.
Yeah, it was spam wasabi.
Yeah, dude, if you eat it out of the can, man, I'm telling you, Bob, I'm telling you, it's gonna be a gag reflex.
Bob is gonna be numbies. That video will crush.
Yeah, yeah, it'll be a big mover for sure.
Did you see that? It's one of the most fascinating clips. The way he talks about it and breaks it down. Did you see that clip of Matthew McConaughey talking about the tuna salad that he makes?
No,
you didn't see this.
No,
it's incredible that he's on Bert Kreischer's podcast and he talks about how every Sunday he unloads whatever he has in the fridge and makes a tuna salad. And he talks about the things that he puts in his tuna salad. It's a fascinating clip. And now everybody's making he puts wasabi in the tuna salad. I want to try it. He makes it sound unbelievable.
Well, I was going to say, though, he could make anything sound. Yeah. He could make cutting the lawn.
He's got to get away with words.
They got to kick.
The wordsmith.
If they show him 20 more times at a Texas Longhorns game, it's one of the most. It's like the Michael Irvin for Miami.
No, it's not, though, because he's not obnoxious. He just stands there. He's not like Irvin is like, well, by the way, Miami's done, Bob. I'm sorry.
I know. Thank you, Joseph. I know.
That was terrible. The fact they went for a field goal instead of trying to go for a touchdown.
Cristobal is a double-digit favorite is just a train wreck. He's like, you know what, I forget his record against the spread as a double-digit favorite. He's terrible.
They would have. Their offense is really, really good. You can't even blame the offense.
Cam Ward's a legit Heisman guy. I mean, he's not going to win it, but he was a legit Heisman favorite up until a couple weeks ago.
But if they played one of these real top 10 teams in the playoff, they would have got their doors blown off because they would face an offense that their defense is just terrible. So it's the same thing. You know what's going to happen? The Bears will never win a Super Bowl. The Yankees will never win a World Series. The Hurricanes will never win anything. Ohio State may. Canucks will never win anything. We're going to be cursed. This show
is. Well, I have the Packers at least. I have the Packers.
Yeah, it's true. No waiting years, D. I mean, no down years for you. It's right back into the mix. They're good.
Yeah, they're good.
They're very good. They're going to be in the playoffs. They're going to make a push.
Yeah, we'll see.
Bob, you know what video I thought you were going to say to Mikey was the Thanksgiving video where I almost broke the fucking chair.
That's the respect I get. Don't worry about it.
I'm moving on the corner here. Whoa. I'm moving on the corner here. Whoa. I'm moving on the corner here. Whoa.
Did you see that, Mikey?
Yeah.
This guy had wicker chairs.
I got to tell you, the things he does to you sometimes really is fucking terrible, man. It's terrible. It really is.
Well, but
really
Mikey, the reason I was filming... Did you see the size of the plate that
I did one plate pretty much. That's it. The one plate.
Joe, there's a better chance that fucking, I don't even know what, an elephant's going to stampede through my house than you just had one plate on Thanksgiving.
I'll tell you.
No
right
disrespect.
Now,
There's no way.
And I eat everything except the turkey. I didn't really eat. I don't ever really fuck with the turkey too much.
Okay.
I went back for seconds of the green bean casserole. Great. And I had a little bit of extra mashed potatoes, but that I always do that. I load the first plate to the tits and then I have a whole plate and then I don't really have to go and fuck with seconds. I can like dabble with a little bit here or there with seconds, but I don't really go for a second plate.
Bro,
I don't.
The amount of food I ate yesterday after Ohio State lost that game is like, I should have really recorded sushi. It was Holly's birthday too. So I went in on a sushi order. I just went nuts. But this was after I ate half of one of those artichoke pies, Bob. I had whole pie left over. I ate the whole thing. The sushi, I ate chicken teriyaki and two special sushi rolls. The big special rolls, not the normal rolls.
That's a fun ride.
It was, a little fried rice. It was fucking, and then a bunch of Pepperidge Farm cookies. Really bad.
You know what I did last night? And I think it should become, I was going to buy it this week, but I have a different buy sell. I went to Limoncello last night, Bob. You know what I did? I did the rack of lamb. The Colorado rack of lamb. By the way, it just doesn't get the just credit it deserves. Colorado.
It's great. It's great.
It doesn't.
The problem, though, is the lamb is always going up against so many big time. Like the lamb you always see at a steakhouse, so it's going up against the best.
But it's bone-in ribeye, Wagyu ribeye.
Yes, it's tough.
A rack of lamb always hits,
I
man.
Agree.
You a little mint jelly on there, Joseph, or no?
Mint sauce.
Yeah, good. Good.
But it's so good, man. It's so good. I just don't think it gets the credit it deserves in the protein world.
Go ahead, Michael.
While we're talking about all this holiday eating, boys, I think it's a good time to remind our friends that the Brilliant Dumb Show is brought to you by...
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Wow, that's a tremendous ad read.
Good,
I got
man.
An 8-4. 8-4.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good.
I thought that was seamless.
Well, you know what it is? It's about fitting it into the timing of the topics. We're talking about being gluttonous slobs, so we got to reel it back in and go with factory to get us back on track. But yeah, last night was bad, man. Like it was, really I was totally off the rails. Totally and off the rails.
I'm actually going to double down, Mikey. The Brilliant Dumb Show is also brought to you by the fine folks over at
5 years ago. I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Moving along to our buy or sell of the program, what did you see that you liked? What did you see that you did not like? Joey D, you mentioned possibly a buy or sell, so we'll start with you.
I'm going to sell this week, and it's tough enough to watch the NBA these days, just the product that's out there. I don't know if you guys have seen these play-in tournament, how they transform these courts into, like, it looks like neon. I'm going to tell you something right now. I tried watching the other day. It is so distracting watching these courts with the neon colors. And I had to turn it off. I cannot watch it. I know they're trying to do that to indicate that that's a play-in tournament game. But there's got to be a different way that they do it. It looks horrific. It does not look good. It's like watching Boise State play at home. It's awful.
Oh, the Smurf turf.
Yeah, but it's just terrible. It takes away from it. I don't know if we've talked about this before in the past, but it was just so distracting. It was really, really bad. And for that reason, I'm selling it. I don't see a place where that should continue. It's tough to watch this NBA product these days.
Viewership's down, Joe.
Is it? Well, you know what? Numbers, those courts aren't going to help.
Numbers are down, yeah.
Way down.
Dude, you know, what's the attraction to watch the NBA right now? What is the – tell me what, because
– it's tough.
I don't want to sound like get off my lawn guy. I don't want to sound like a boomer, but what is the attraction to watch this sport right now? These guys, half of them, they get these built-in rest days. The superstars get built-in rest days, half of them.
Management.
I don't think the superstar quality – is like to the level of what it was back in the day, certainly. But that aside, like the defense that's being played or the lack thereof defense that gets played, like what's the attraction to watch the NBA during football season? When football season is over, I get it, because then really it's like the dead season. You got hockey, which honestly playoff hockey, playoff hockey is ranked in my top five playoff sports. It is. It's there firmly. NHL playoffs are fucking crazy. They're just nuts. But like the NBA, like, is anyone really investing their time into watching the NBA while football season is going on? I'm sure there are. I'm sure there's tons of people out there that are, but man, I just don't see it. I don't see it.
I don't even think I agree, Mike. I don't even think it's a talent thing, because if when you look at the talent, there is really good talent.
Oh, of course,
Doncic, some of these guys.
I feel like the talent's there, but it's just I don't know what it is. And yeah, with football on, I mean, just definitely not the thing that's gonna, I think, crush the NBA. Even though, like we were just saying, you do have new guys coming in. When LeBron, like, it's kind of sad the LeBron era is coming to an end. Who knows how long Curry has? Like, when all these guys leave, I do think it's gonna be tough for them, because nobody. As good as Anthony Edwards is, like, nobody has the hype that LeBron had.
He's
like,
got personality, Edwards. I feel like Edwards is one of those kids who's got, like, maybe he does have that, like, that X factor to him that could, like, carry the league a little bit. You don't think so?
No, I do. I think he's got, like, that killer instinct and whatnot. And like,
this Ja Morant, too. But the problem with him is he's just such a nut job off the court. Yeah. But I think when he's on the court
playing, he's hurt half the time, too.
But he's one of those guys, when you watch them play, you're like, there's very few guys that I watch and I'm like, oh my, like Luka Doncic, Ja Morant.
Giannis is good.
Giannis. But like Ja is definitely one of those guys where I see him play and it's like, oh my God. But to Bob's point, like, I don't know, can they carry the league when the old guard is gone, Bob?
Jokic is really good, but he's got nothing. He doesn't really give much, so it's not like.
I like him though. He's funny as shit. You see him in like press conferences. He don't care. He don't give a
fuck. No.
Yeah. He does not give a shit. I love him. I agree, Joe. I mean, I don't know. It's just not that good. It's really not. I'll go, Mikey, if you don't mind. I'll go with the bye. We talked about Thanksgiving on how like some items come about, but you don't see it anytime else. And I'm not gonna go with the stuffing. Cassie mentioned it. The green, I'm buying the green bean casserole. I'd love to see it.
His mom made a hell of one, man.
She did. It was very nice. It was like having Joe there at Thanksgiving. Like, you know, just like everybody dressed up and like you see, just look across the table and like you see Joe. It was really nice.
He dresses nice, Joseph.
He always does. And then my cousin's husband, so I call him, consider my cousin. He's a big fan of Bob the Sports and everything. And like Cutsy left, and I said, "What do you think, Cutsy?" He's like, "Oh, he's as advertised." Like,
did I have a good showing, you think, Bob?
I thought you were great. Yeah. I really don't. Not even to just pump your tires. Like, it was a
good showing.
He was great. He was.
His mom said,
funny.
"I'm welcome next year too." I brought her some flowers. Nicole made a delicious carrot.
You can't come empty.
Nice bottle of Chardonnay. By the way, a nice bottle of white wine goes a long way, man.
Yeah. I like Pinot Grigio as opposed to Chard. Yeah. Chard's a little too sweet for me. But the problem with white wine is it really like gives me like a nasty headache if I drink like too much of it. It gives me a real nasty headache.
You can't order a Chardonnay at a table with your friends without getting ripped into shreds. No.
Oh, I would allow it, Mikey.
Oh, I do it, and I just get ripped into shreds
by me?
Every time. No, no, not by you. Like, I golfed with Frankenheimer, and after the round, I ordered a Chardonnay. Oh my God.
But that's, see, that's the time when you got to get a cocktail, right? You're sitting in like a bar, like it's like that, that Hillcrest bar, by the way, is tremendous. I have sat there a couple times in those big mahogany, like lazy boy chairs, Bob, and just put back some espresso martinis. That's a time where you got to get a cocktail. That's not a wine play. But for dinner, wine is a great play.
I'm already on the prowl for gifts for you guys. I'm going to really be a good Santa this year. I'm coming in hot.
No, I don't need anything. I don't need anything.
I think I'll take
whatever you give me, Bob.
Give them new football team.
Give me two new coaches. I mean, Bears are on the path, at least. Maybe. We'll
everybody's
see,
getting something nice. But I would like to do like a Brilliantly Dumb Show Secret Santas. I know it's only three.
That would be a lot of fun.
Right?
That would be a lot of fun.
So is it just with the Secret Santa, we just guess who got each other?
So
what
we would have to do is like we'd have to have like Bone or Ticket like pick names out of a hat to assign us each other. And only tell us, you know what I mean? That's a big ask for this.
Well, we each would have to have, so like, I would have to have Mikey. Mikey would have to have Bob. Bob would have to have me. Like, we'd all each have somebody different.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they would set it up, though. I do think we should do that. I do think that would be
And then
fun.
We unveil the gifts on the one of the Christmas episodes.
Yeah, you got to put a cap on the gift number, though. You know, you guys, you know, I got kids.
Oh, yeah, this guy's going to have.
I got kids.
Bob's going to send us a fucking, you know, a jungle gym or something.
That's fine.
Good for Dom.
That's fine.
Good for Dom. I remember
Dom's winning. Dom's winning.
Hutsy asked me, it was on Perez's birthday. He called me and he's like, yo, like, we didn't get anything. He's like, did you end up getting anything? I was like, yeah, I got him a gift. He's like, what'd you get him? And I was like, a sauna. And Hutsy's like, a sauna? He's like, a fucking sauna? Are you fucking
Joe got him a fucking
gonna, like,
scarf.
Pitching for some shoes or something. This guy's
shoes is always nice. Shoes,
but
shoes
kinda,
go a long way. Shoes do go a long way.
Prez kind of inferred to me that I kind of screwed him on buying him the sauna. Because A, he hasn't used it once. I literally told him. He hasn't used it one time. I thought that he would love the sauna. He's never used it. He's got another car now. He's got that Chevy.
He can't park it in the garage because the sauna's
in the garage. So I almost think that he really hates the gift.
I mean, sauna's a tough gift to give, Bob, because that's like a major commitment for someone.
Know.
You know, like the space needed to house it. Like, but that's a big, like, you're basically altering someone's lifestyle with that gift.
But
attempting to.
I had spoken to him before about the sauna in regards to, I told him that, you know, I was getting one and he said that he would like one. And then I spoke to his wife before. So I agree with what you're saying.
Okay.
I even checked with his wife because that is a big thing.
That's
like,
a big thing. It'd be like if you bought, like, me a Stairmaster.
Right.
And
or
like
a
would
puppy.
Be a great gift, but like, where the fuck am I putting a Stairmaster?
Yeah,
like,
or it's like buying someone a puppy. Like that changes
your life. Oh, well, that's just
life.
If you bought me a puppy, I would fucking
kill. Oh,
choke.
That would
I'd
be hysterical.
No, it wouldn't be. No, it wouldn't be. No,
little
no,
Dom,
it wouldn't be.
That
little
would be
Dom
fun.
Would be thrilled,
no,
Mikey.
He wants a fish for Christmas. So
that's
I'm gonna get him a fish. That's perfect.
You should get him a goldfish and call a Bob.
He wants.
That's a shot.
Yeah, that's
it is.
A shot.
Yeah,
man.
It is. Yeah, that's a brutal one. Whoa.
Pretty good. That's a shot, though. That's pretty good.
That's tough. Pretty good.
That's really good. Because he used to always say you're like a goldfish.
He does want to name. Like,
I got it, Joe.
He told me he's going to name the fish Goldie. He did. Oh, I was like, bro, that's dude. So like. Such
Goldie Bob.
It'd be hysterical. Name. Like, Goldie I would love Bob. To see. Hutsy gets Mikey and like the Secret Santa. He gets him like a fucking parrot, like something that just obstructs his life.
Just like a parrot that has to be kept under tropical conditions, under yeah. like a fucking heat lamp, has to be fed filtered water like 8 times a day. Fucking
I think Mikey, if you got Mikey a puppy, Mikey has like a soft spot. I think he would keep it and really
I'm telling
tend
you
to
right
it.
Now.
If
you
Dom
a,
sees
if
it and
you got me a dog, I would fucking kill you.
What
I
a nervy! Kill you, bro. What a nervy thing to do to get somebody a dog.
Very nervy, Bob. Oh. Very nervy, Bob.
We will do the Secret Santa. It's got to be something fucking funny, I think. So we will do the Secret Santa. But I'm buying the green bean casserole. I'd love to see a day where I could walk into a restaurant and see a green bean casserole there. It's amazing with Thanksgiving between the stuffing, the green bean casserole. Like
you never see those foods anywhere.
I know it's
the
really,
canned cranberry.
Really...
You never see it.
Yeah,
never anywhere.
Or even the sweet. I'm not a huge sweet potato guy, but the sweet potato.
Your mom did a good one.
I love
sweet potatoes. I didn't have it.
You don't like sweet potatoes? I love sweet potatoes.
Oh, they were great.
Fries, but I'm not. I've never been on like the sweet potato, man. I'm a big baked potato guy. I'm not a sweet potato guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It surprises me.
Well, yeah, a lot of things. The turkey, you don't see turkey at restaurants. I mean, you see turkey sandwiches. Yeah. But it's interesting that that is the case. I'm buying green bean casserole. Mikey, let's send it over to you.
Yeah, I mean, I think the obvious sell could be there's two obvious
sells. The Bears.
I'm not going to do. I mean, the way the Bears botched the fire, Matt Eberflus. Not even.
Or how about the clock game management?
Yeah, I mean, but that's, we know who Matt Eberflus is. He's the worst game manager in the league. Now he's gone. But the way the Bears let him do the press conference the next morning and then fired him like a half hour
after. Oh,
that
was kind of devious.
Insane. Insane. I'm not going to sell that. I'm not going to sell Ryan Day. That's an obvious one, too. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to sell. I watched it on Thanksgiving after every one of these games. They are making these Thanksgiving games. They're trying to make these games like they're the Super Bowl. Halftime shows. The post-game, I'm going to sell this aspect, though. The post-game turkey turducken meal at every game now where they force you to watch these assholes eat chicken and turkey legs on the field. And by the way, in the Packer game, they made like eight of the Packers try and eat the fucking turducken legs, Joe. They were spitting it out after they were eating it because it was probably freezing cold.
Yeah, Leroy Butler made it. So it was like an homage to the team.
An homage that they were spitting onto the turf because the turkey was probably a frozen turkey because it was 10 degrees at Lambeau. It's so utterly ridiculous at this point. They've killed it. I liked it in the first game, the Lions game, if you're going to do it, because that's like the Lions are like the most traditional Thanksgiving game team there is. You do it in one game, but every game now, they got to eat the turkey at the end of the game. The halftime show. There's no need to have a halftime show for the Dallas Cowboys and the New York Giants. There's no need to have it. It's not the Super Bowl. It's not even a playoff game. It's so unnecessary. They're making it's just not necessary.
Maybe it was necessary to get people in the
game
seats.
Bullshit. Yeah, I
Such
guess.
Such a bad game that maybe who was
Jelly before? Roll was there, I think. He's a big
that's guy. Another guy. I said to Bob,
are you selling Jelly Roll?
I'm not going to sell him. He acts like he's been there for
Bob
years.
Bob gets very nervous when you sell these big pop.
I'm just curious.
He doesn't like it for the program. He doesn't like it.
Well, could you name me one Jelly Roll song?
No,
me?
I can't. What I don't
me?
Like.
Yeah.
Mikey
100%
V.
100% not.
Bob.
Mikey V was on a war path this week. He came at Josh Hart. Josh,
yeah, Josh Hart's a friend of the program.
Said he doesn't care about parlays, Bob.
But he's not talking to you. Michael, you know what I mean?
Talking to the gambling community, and I represent the gambling community,
I
Bob.
Mean, it's great, but that's a friend of the pro. Me and
yeah,
Josh
Hart. Bob, I can't keep up with all the friends of the program. Not a friend of
that's,
mine.
I go to Josh
Hart. Oh, Mr. Nice Guy.
Josh, I'm sorry. I apologize, man. I didn't know you were friends with Bob. Had I know you were friends with Bob, I wouldn't have said it because I respect my friends.
Yeah, me and Josh talk a decent amount.
Well,
Mikey was rooting for the Knicks last year in the playoffs. I will go out and say that.
I was.
Well, that's good. He had a bet. He had a parlay on him. That's why.
Probably. Josh doesn't care about that.
But Mikey, I thought Tom Hanks, now granted, I don't know the backstory here, but I thought Tom Hanks is known as one of the nicest guys in all of Hollywood.
A lot of demons in Tom Hanks's closet, they say.
Where is this?
I don't want to get into it, Bob. This is where I draw the line. When I hear a guy like Tom Hanks go out and on his platform, which, you know, he speaks to hundreds of millions of people because he's a world famous actor. He's been making millions of dollars for years now. When he goes out and he says that 35, when he was 35, was like, I forget the exact quote, but it was like 35 was a burden to him. Like it was a burden to be in his 30s and to have his kids as little kids. He couldn't take care of himself. That's what it was. He said, I couldn't take care of myself the way I wanted to. You know, with the kids when they're young and you're 35, life is a burden. That's a direct quote. Life is a burden. I think that's bullshit. I think that was, I took
you don't
that
think life's time. More difficult when you got young kids. You say,
I would never call, I would never call life a burden ever.
I'm not saying life is a burden, but I'm saying it is more.
Well, that's
difficult.
What he said. So that's why I thought it was ridiculous, because especially coming from a guy like that who probably had au pairs, nannies, fucking taking
au
care
pairs.
Of his kids. Yeah, because let's be honest, Tom Hanks ain't getting his kids ready for fucking school every fucking morning.
What's
we know that.
What's an au pair?
Au pair is like a live-in nanny, Bob. It's like a person who lives in to take care of your kids.
Bob, get familiar with the term because you'll have one.
Whoa.
See, now that's another shot. That's another shot. Let it go. Let it go.
Go ahead. He's putting you
on the Tom Hanks level.
But Mikey, I don't think you can come on the record like on that and come at a guy like Tom Hanks, but then not want to dive into it a little bit.
So I'm diving into it. I think that it's a ridiculous statement from a guy who
I agree.
I just think it's such a. Here's the thing about these uber celebrities. I think when they reach a certain status, they are so far separated from reality that they say some dumb shit like this. And it's an insult to every person in their 30s with kids that's you know, doing
dumb
something.
Dumb thing to say.
To call life a burden. I
agree.
Get out of here. You're worth $1 billion. I think it was a clown statement.
I agree. What's the word I'm looking for? That's not an inconsiderate statement. A naive statement.
Very naive. No, it is.
That's a bad thing to say. I agree with that.
Very good. By the way, good word. Naive.
Don't treat me like a fucking goldfish, okay?
I said it was a good word. That's a $5 word. Bob.
He's giving you a gold star, Bob, for that word.
Joe, are you not impressed with him pulling naive out of the?
I don't know the word naive. Come on, man.
No, but you doubted yourself. You said it, and you're like, I don't know if it's naive, but you hit the nail on the head with naive.
An inconsiderate comment, I thought that was.
I think naive works better, to be honest. Yeah, maybe. I really do. I'm not even breaking balls.
That's a dumb thing to say, for sure. But, you know, I just...
Look at that. Is that tap water?
No.
Oh, never. So. Can't no. put it go.
Did you see how disgusting he was? I mean, Bob, you don't drink tap water in Florida. You can tell him. It's got a taint. Tap water in Florida's got
it
a taint.
It has a taint?
It's not tap water in New York.
It has a taint.
Bob, you would say that.
No, you would say
it's tainted.
We talked about it at the Brass Ring, how the water tastes different.
Yeah,
it tastes not great.
You wouldn't say it has a taint.
Yeah, don't loop me into that because I would not.
Bob, you told me that. It has
a taint. Bob said it.
Bob did.
Joe just randomly, I thought he was at Disney World, randomly sends me a picture of this mega truck, like this obnoxiously large truck. And he's like, what do you think about this one, Bob?
You want to get yourself in a big old truck, Cutsy?
I was like, yeah.
I don't know. But the reason I sent it to him
like
is
like a pickup truck, Bob?
He always says that if I could get back into being in a huge truck, it'd be great for content. And I saw this truck and I just sent it to him to see his reaction.
I mean, then, if you started rolling around in like a Dodge Ram 3500, I was in a big one
back in the day, Mikey. You saw the videos.
He got a, I think he might have shown. No, you don't need to date on Joe. You don't need to dig for the video. We'll get
it's a good video, Bob.
That's a 20 minute sidetrack right there.
Yeah, no, please don't go get the video.
Joe, how was it? A pickup truck, Joe? Like a big old pickup truck?
Mikey. Like a Ford, like a Raptor or something?
Raptor, you're talking. That's a
maybe no, no, it was
toy.
It wasn't no, a Raptor, it was Toyota. It was a Toyota something.
It was a big boy.
No, that's Chevy.
Oh, but
Toyota Tacoma.
Maybe it was a big old boy
to see him in this thing. I mean, like, he had no regard for anybody else on the road.
I don't know if Joe could pass as a pickup truck guy.
Joe, we'll get the clip
Joe's
later.
Like, Joe should be in like a typical Joe car that you would see Joe rolling up in now at this point in his life, in my opinion, would be like a white Suburban, white Suburban, or like a loaded out like GMC Denali, like a big Yukon Denali.
That's more your style, Mikey. I see Joe as like a guy.
I have to be in a big SUV because of my stature. I literally can't fit in regular cars.
Well, the car you have, like that Lincoln for you was perfect.
I don't have a Lincoln, Bob. Don't start spreading rumors. I got a Lincoln.
The Ford. That's similar. You know what I'm talking about.
Is it Explorer?
No.
The big one?
No.
What is it?
It's the Expedition.
Expedition. Oh,
it's a nice vehicle, D-Man. That's a really nice vehicle.
it's a
good
car.
Size.
I mean, it's a family car. It's a family car. And by
lot
the way,
of space.
The best part is I don't even drive that car. My wife drives it because I take my beater. I have an over 10-year-old Chevy Equinox. That's what I take to work every day.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
That's my everyday car. Mike, wifey gets to drive the kids in the nice truck.
Can you read?
You should get an old one like FP did, like one of those big boys.
Can you remember when he was driving up to like Jersey and like that Lincoln or whatever?
The Buick.
Yeah, that was great.
That thing saw so many miles, man. Remember FP's Buick, Bob?
Saw more than miles, Joe.
Oh yeah.
Saw a lot more than miles that car.
Saw a little bit of everything.
Yeah. Oh man, you know what I found so funny? Like, when Gutsy was at the zoo and he just took the video. The zoo.
You see how disrespectful that is, Joe? It's animal kingdom.
It's pretty tremendous too.
Why do you have to scoff and roll your eyes?
Because what's wrong with saying a zoo? I mean, it's not a zoo.
It's Animal Kingdom. It's a Disney park. It's not a zoo.
He was looking at a fucking gorilla. How are you?
That's
gonna
Animal
say
Kingdom.
Silverback.
Dog.
It's a silverback,
yeah.
Bob.
Yeah, and he like zoomed in on the silverback. Like,
they're my favorite animals.
The most glorious creatures.
Bob, you got to look at these things. The mannerisms that they have when you look at a silverback like this, man. I'm telling you, like the matured ones, the 30-something-year-old ones, they have mannerisms of humans. The way they act,
very much
their
so.
Faces, the way it you can see the direct correlation of how we transcended the evolution from like a gorilla, Neanderthal man, something like that, to where we are now. It is wildly here. Like it's fascinating to watch them.
All right, let's head on over to.
No, that's so good, bro.
Yo, Bob, like, have you ever watched a silverback in the wild?
From your story, yeah.
Joe,
yeah.
Do you know who David Attenborough is?
Yes, okay. Yes. Bob, one of the greatest to ever
mind,
do
never
it.
Never mind. No. Joe knows who it is.
He narrates Bob, all the animals, right? All the animals.
Oh, on like Natural Geographic.
Yeah.
He does like the planet Earth narrations and things like that.
He's South African. I think
it would be something. I think it would be really something to get a nature program going, and Joe is the narrator.
I'd love to do it.
I know you would. And that's why.
But now they got Morgan Freeman. I can't compare with these guys, man.
I disagree.
Do you know how much our fans would appreciate that? Like, at least our audience would think it's. Joe did an Above the Sports episode coming up where Perez, we were doing the rhino. Yeah, Perez was like going out to the fairway to go grab his ball, and it was cart path only. So Perez had like a long walk. So me and Cutsy are in the cart together. So Cutsy goes into like that Natural Geographic thing talking about Perez. I
was like, the African rhino slowly maneuvers through the fairway to find his ball nestled amongst the grass.
That's what I mean. Like, it would be unbelievable to just hear him try and talk about all these animals.
Yeah, but Katsi could just do his normal voice. Like, you wouldn't even.
No, yeah, he has to do. No. He has to do his normal voice. Yeah. That's the whole point of the whole thing.
Like, I wouldn't even be there, and he'd be like, oh, Bob, do you see this gorilla right here? You
know? I'm fascinated by animals.
That was going to be your job. That was going to be your job.
Still may be.
Animals are so, they're just pure. Like, they have no hidden agendas, no bullshit. They're not tainted by society. They just act and they live as they're meant to live. You know, I would say animals, most of them are probably better than 90% of people, you know, because you get a lot of shitty people out there, you know.
Oh, I agree with that.
And by the way, when you see these animals, I'm reading like reading up the facts, like, you know, a giraffe runs 30 miles an hour, or like an elephant eats, 300 pounds of food a day. We are so at the bottom of the totem pole in the animal kingdom, and we think we're better than everybody else.
Do you think we're going to end up going to hell for like all the animals that we kill and eat?
I think
about that all the time.
Well, no, that's natural selection, Bob. We got
all the time.
We got to survive. That's how we survive. An alligator or a crocodile eats an impala. It's not thinking about going to hell. It's natural instinct.
You don't know that.
Circle of life, Bob.
Yeah, yeah. Circle of life.
I just think we kill so many more animals than they kill for us. So I feel like we'll eventually pay. I mean, think of all the turkeys.
Well, Mufasa said once, you know, you eat the animal decomposes and becomes grass. The lion does. And then that animal eats the grass.
Circle of life.
So it's eating the, you know.
What was the overall rating on the Disney trip, Joe?
I'm going to do a little skip because, dude, I got to tell you, I was so overwhelmed. I was so over my head. Like, not being at Disney World ever, Mikey, I have a profound sense of just, I can't believe fascination of how you did that for a week with two kids.
Crazy.
Bro, I was so drained and so exhausted after 2 days.
While walking.
Not we were doing like 10 to 15,000 steps a day. And on top of that, you got to plan. You need like a travel agent to plan that shit out, dude.
Yeah,
you get the lightning lane, but you can't get in the lightning lane for the Avatar because the Avatar ride is unavailable. It's insane, man. It was cool, but I don't know. Maybe not for me.
Chet just texted in the Bobby Sports chat just randomly, and he just says, Rufio with a side of Bangarang. And then he just said that will go down as one of the craziest human beings to ever walk this earth, man. You talk about Natural Geographic.
You want to talk about, say, graceful animals that have ever touched the face of this planet?
Somebody's got to explain
this
to me.
That's such a bang job, dude.
That's why he probably sent
hair it. Looks great. So does the beard.
Does
I gotta trim my hair, man. It's getting long.
Fuck
it's
off.
Way, it's
you got like you got like that Perez flow going, dude, in the back. Dude, that's how long it is.
I look
well now. It's so long. People are starting to call me Perez. It's not where I need to be. The hair needs to get cut, and there needs to be some shedding of pounds in the new year. New Year's resolution can't come soon enough.
Mikey, did I tell you about the story when we were in the airport recently, and the guy thought that Joe was Perez, and he's like. He's like, because Perez went to go get the rental car, and he's like, Bob and Perez. He's like, dude, I said to my friend, that's Perez. And he's like, no, it's not. And I was like, yes, it is. And here you are. And Joe looks back.
The guy's like, that's Joey Colcuts. And he's like, oh, damn.
Oh, that's even tougher. That was he like?
But Perez got
I was good about it.
You handled it really, because I thought we were gonna have some fireworks. Perez thinks that shit's hysterical. Perez thinks, well, I switched to the short hair, and I think it looks better than doing the long.
Yeah,
like
it does.
This is better than, you know what
less
I mean?
Wispy. It's less
yeah,
wispy.
Yeah, I yeah, still not great, but look. Anyway, it's not about me. Let's head on over to our top five. I'm gonna tell you right now, I put out this top five, and then when I started trying to do the list, I am going to struggle. And I am going to struggle bad. Like, I'm going to put some out there and see what I could do. But this top five for me is without a doubt going to be tough. Today's top five is going to be top five movie villains. Top five movie villains of all time. I won it last week. I always forget who comes in second.
I think Joe did.
I did, I think,
the
yeah.
D-Man come in second. So Joe came in second. So to me, I there's such a clear cut to me, one and two, that I thought about taking the two, because I don't think you can go wrong with either. But I am going to take the one and that pan it over to Joey D.
I'll go. It's tough, actually, because there's two really good ones.
Yeah, it's very tough.
I'll go two.
D-Man's going two. I think it's the right play. And then let's head over to Mike. So Mikey V will go three.
Yeah.
Number one, again, I think there's such a clear cut one and two. Give me the Joker for one, if I could. We're not going to do specifics, but Heath Ledger, I can't imagine there's ever been a Joker better than him. Correct me if I'm wrong. But regardless, I'm on the board for the Joker.
Yeah, I actually thought Darth Vader should have been one. I thought it's close, but that's why I think those two are so far and above the best villains. So I'm going to go Darth Vader. For my
man,
first
dude,
pick.
I am going to absolute, like, that's all fun and games. I'm going to struggle after this.
Yeah, I'm going to take like two, like, not that they're not fictional, but two like normal, like human characters.
Yeah.
I'm going to go, I'm going to go Anton Chigurh from No Country for Old Men and back around the other way with Hans Landa from Inglourious Basterds.
That's another good one. I will go with my second one. I'm going to go with Voldemort from Harry Potter.
Yep.
Guy was deviously bad.
Give me Freddy Krueger. And then give me Ivan Drago. Get the fuck out of here.
It's funny, bro.
This is going to be tough, man.
All right, next I will go with Captain Hook.
Wow.
Yeah, in light of my Bangarang Rufio's, I think he's a great. I think cool. He's a, no, I think he's a notorious
that's
villain.
A cool one for sure. I'll take Hannibal Lecter.
In light of my Bangarang Rufio's.
Yeah, that's tremendous.
What a ridiculous quote.
Take Hannibal Lecter and then give me on the wraparound Michael Myers.
My next one, I'm going to go with Scar from The Lion King. He was a horrible villain, killing his own brother.
Okay, give me the shark from Jaws.
That's offensive to me because it's my favorite movie ever, but
yeah, I mean, you could take one of the dinosaurs from Jurassic Park if you'd like.
Would never.
All right. Jaws, and then give me Saw, Jigsaw from Saw.
Oh my God.
What's wrong with that?
The little puppet that rides around on the
No. He means
the
guy.
The guy.
Yeah.
You want to play a game?
Whoa.
I watched all of them. They're crazy.
Scary shit.
Out of control. Bob, have you watched any of them?
Yeah, I saw the first one and then a little bit of the second. First one I did see in theaters. Last time I've been in a movie theater, I think.
I am going to go with my last pick. I'm going to go with Thanos.
Fuck!
I mean, he's the ultimate villain. He's literally facing off against the entire Avengers.
Yeah, I wanted him. You fuck.
And then that's Mikey V for two to close it down.
Yep.
Well, Mikey, he has one left, no?
I have one. Yeah, I have one.
One, my
he has
bad.
One
my
left,
bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go with Sauron from Lord of the Rings.
Okay, not bad.
All right,
so let's look
good,
like.
Yeah.
Bob's got Joker, Freddy Krueger, Ivan Drago. Ivan Drago, the shark from Jaws. Bruce, as he's affectionately known, the shark from Jaws. Jigsaw, the tricycle riding clown doll.
It's not the tricycle. I don't want the tricycle.
The guy, the fucking guy
who designed it all. I don't want the tricycle.
The tricycle guy.
I don't want the tricycle guy. I want the guy that set up the whole fucking.
All right. You got him. He's yours. You got him. Thank you, Mikey. Oh, the farm. I'm going to have to look for the pinata farm this week.
More play game.
Yeah. Bob riding a little kid's trike. All right, Joey's list. Oh. Darth Vader, great pick. Voldemort, good pick. Captain Hook, out of left field, but I like Captain Hook.
Wait. So I missed what. So
Darth Vader, no brainer pick. Voldemort, good pick. Captain Hook, I think, is a nice sleeper. Scar is a solid one, and then Thanos is really good.
I think this week is finally a week I get back in the W.
You say
call.
This every week.
No, I'm being honest. I think Bob is kind of.
Does he not say this every week, Bob?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right.
This week, I just think I have a very strong list. It's a good list.
I got Anton from No Country for Old Men, Hans Landa, who might be my favorite, personal favorite villain in Inglourious Basterds.
Have you watched that movie, Bob?
Keep going, Mikey.
Hannibal Lecter, Michael Myers, and Sauron from Lord of the Rings.
It's a good list.
Okay. All right.
Now, Bob's never watched The Lord of the Rings, so he doesn't know who Sauron
is. Bob, have you watched Inglourious Basterds?
I did. I hated it. I thought it was terrible. I couldn't last. It was too...
No.
I thought it was so...
too what?
It was so dragged out. It was just so long.
The first scene alone is crazy.
Yeah, I just thought I hated it. It wasn't for me. It wasn't for me. I'm not gonna lie.
Mike Anthony is one of the better movies I've ever watched.
I mean, I think arguably it's like people will argue that that may be Tarantino's best movie ever. People
not better than Pulp Fiction, which, by the way, Bob hates Pulp Fiction, too.
Yeah, well, then Bob just may not be a Tarantino.
He's not a Tarantino guy.
Tarantino's films are so specific the way they're laid out, like in like reverse time order and stuff like that. Like, that might not be for Bob. You know, maybe he just hates that style of film.
You know what I tried to watch, which I can't fathom how people liked it, was Pulp Fiction for sure. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
That's another Tarantino movie.
Well, no,
movie.
That's why I said it. That's why I said it.
You didn't like that movie either? No. I mean, I don't know if I'd say it's a great movie, but I thought it was a good movie. I thought it was a fun
it's about
watch.
It's about what's his name? The guy that you couldn't get you were fascinated by.
Still am.
Charles Manson.
Yeah, I eat burritos at the same place that he does.
El Coyote.
Bob's, that's exactly
Bob's
right.
Two current fascinations, Charles Manson and wondering if we're going to go to hell because we eat animals. Two current fascinations that he thinks about on a daily
and
basis.
My brain
Charles Manson and going to hell for eating animals.
Did Bob. I take a beating? Yeah.
Truly one of the more beating. Unique brains on the planet, Bob.
Yeah. Not at all. No. All right. Well, that does it. Another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Folks, we'll see you next time. Happy holidays. As always, keep an eye out. White Elephant is coming to the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe. We love you. We appreciate you. We'll see you next week.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.